So another aspect of lightening the load that I wanted to talk about is around views, because we will all have views. We'll all have a view of a particular situation. But sometimes, again, we can hold those a bit more lightly. I found it quite useful to reframe views recently. For example, my son is 21 and he's had a sort of checkered time and he's just failed an Access to University course and come to another dead end. I could have a sort of story about that, a view of that, which is, oh God, I don't know what he's going to do. It's awful. You know, he's been doing this and this. He keeps failing that. Da, da. And I can have a view which is, he has a very, very strong moral compass. He's very interested in the world. He's very intelligent. He's very engaged with how things are politically. He cares so much that that sort of gets in his way sometimes. There's a whole other story. And in some ways, it's simply about lightening the load, because it makes no difference to anyone except me, in a way, which story I mostly sit with. People say, how is John? Well, so that's another thing. In a way, they're both a conceptual overlay on what's actually happening. And one is something heavy I drag around, and the other is a lighter thing to live with. So go figure. However, we're talking about the need for both wisdom and compassion in how we approach life. But I think it's important to say that it's not something that's intellectual. It's not something that can be forced. You know, we can't make ourselves have a certain view or approach things in a certain way. We very much get there through practice, through looking at what's arising, seeing that, maybe seeing the pain in that. So, you know, when there's fear there, looking at that, seeing that when the thoughts arise and get caught up in it, it's all painful and solid. When I let go, that pain goes. You know, you can keep seeing that. But the only way to do it really is through practice. We're not making ourselves do it. And through having sort of moments of calm, moments of well-being, and that supports us to look at what's actually going on, that when we hold on to things, it hurts. When we let go, it doesn't. And metta, you know, loving kindness is extremely important as well, to really hold that, to be able to be with it, to be with our experience. Because what we're seeing when we see that, when we see that, okay, fear's arising, or I'm wanting this to be a certain way, I'm not wanting this to be a certain way, is the first two noble truths, that unsatisfactoriness, that suffering exists, and there's a cause of that. So to see that, we need practice, you know, we need calm, we need moments of positivity to help us really be with that. And linked to that, I think one of the real gifts of parenting as a context for this practice is that we do have access to immense love, you know, to a real sort of heart-opening love. And we have access to the consequences of when that gives rise to fear and to holding on and to trying to fix things a certain way. We can see both of those things in our direct experience really easily. You know, and I remember when my son was born, for example, holding him and just having this whole rush where the image was that I was literally ripping somebody limb from limb if they dared to threaten this. You know, and I can still feel the emotion of that, you know, that the protective urge, you know, so there's both that huge love, but there's also that that comes with what I would do to protect this. You know, what we have access to is being able to see both in our direct experience. And it's not about attachment or non-attachment, which are terms that get associated with Buddhism. Well, they are used in. They're important, but I think it's a term that can be very easily misunderstood. So they're not terms I use much. I just use them. And so we're not looking at a forced detachment. You know, it's not about detachment. It's being able to see this and sort of lightening the load of holding on to things gives access to the love aspect of it rather than the closing around aspect. So we can experience both the pain of the closing around and holding on to the fear, and also the lightening and liberation that comes when that's not so present, when you're simply enjoying. So all, you know, about being able to pause and access experience.